more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is a part of you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:02 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The date is Tuesday, February 3rd. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that can only mean one thing, that you have tuned in to morelikeradio.com and you have come to greatness. You wanted to know what time it is. The alarm went off. The clock struck 12. All the little princess wannabes had to be back in their pumpkins and back in bed. So you know that can only mean one damn thing. You are listening to My Time Now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, 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 welcome. And dare I say once more, welcome. We are live. We are in effect. We are holding it all the way down today. And we are going to have some good fucking fun. Some great fun. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to listen to some things. And we're just going to have interesting times today. But first, let's just get it out into the ear, okay? Yes. Okay? Yes. I am a proud Seahawks and New York Giants fan. Yes. What I witnessed this past Sunday at the Super Bowl. Can we just all just talk about it really quickly for a second? First off, what the fuck, Nationwide? Seriously, did no one? I mean, the guy who had to have gotten fired. I mean, wow, really, really, really? I can't do any of those things because I died. Like, what the holy heck was happening with Nationwide? Like, the most depressing commercials, by the way, at the Super Bowl. You know, like, if you were just, like, really into, like, a lot of them. You had the dead kids one. You had the battered woman's one. You had the lost puppy one. You had the
neglecting father one. It was just a depressing day for commercials. You know, we didn't have an extended look at Ant-Man. We didn't have our teaser of Batman versus Superman. We didn't have, well, I think those were the only two things that I actually cared about. So, but those are a lot. Those are a lot of fucking things, and we didn't have them, and I was sorely disappointed. I mean, seriously, what in the holy good fuck, Super Bowl? What in the holy good fuck? With now, let's get to the real reason we're all talking about the Super Bowl. Pete. Come on, Pete. Come on, Russell. You guys had that game in the bag. And I don't know stats and numbers. I was watching a lot of things, and well, you know, successfully people who've thrown the ball at the one, and there's less of this, and blah blah blah, and you this, blah blah blah. Numbers, stats, bullshit, 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 bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's all bullshit. Numbers and stats don't mean a goddamn thing. What matters is heart. What matters is hard work. What matters is drive. And for lack of a better word, that's what you should have did. You should have drove the fucking ball through the line, over the touchdown line, and fucking won the game. You know what I'm saying? Just seriously, come on. Guys, come on. What are you doing? You don't fucking pass the ball at the one, when you have who has been defined as the best running back in the NFL, beast mode Marshawn Lynch, you just don't do it. You don't. I mean, I get it if you want to do that for your last play. It's fourth and goal. He's failed the three other times, but it was second and goal. What the good fuck, guys? Second and goal. You had it in the bag. I mean, you basically handed the ball to Mr. Deflategate, you know? And now the things that we should remember about that game, we don't anymore. We don't. We don't remember Patriots completely just fucking up, not calling that timeout when they should have called a timeout and letting that clock run down. We don't remember Deflategate. We don't remember the things that we should be talking about. All we can think about now is how you, Pete, pass the ball when you should have ran. You bobbed when you should have weeded. And Russell, come on, Russ. You should have. At what point, Mr. Wilson, do you go, I don't think that's a good play, coach. I think we should give Marshawn at least one more shot. At least one more shot before we decide that we're going to fucking throw the shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was watching the video over and over and over again today as people were talking about it. And you got to give that rookie credit. I am a team fan, you know? And not even so much a team fan. I'm a location fan. I love New York. I love Seattle. That's why I like those teams. So don't sit there and judge me. Oh, you're not a real sports fan. You're not a real football fan. No, I'm not. But I do enjoy the game, you know? I do enjoy watching. I respect everybody's talent and their dedication and their hard work. So, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't know fucking names. But whoever that rookie was who intercepted that ball, I feel as though the dumb play, because it's a dumb play. You can defend the play all you want with stats and numbers, but it was a stupid fucking play. And everyone who has gotten lucky up to this point, you know, it was bound to happen. With that being said, it takes away from the fact that that kid made an amazing play. You know, an amazing an amazing play. I mean, every now and again I watch it and I still feel like it's pass interference. Cause I feel like he hit him before he even got the ball, like before he even touched the ball. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But overall, you look at it from every angle, jeez Louise, man, that kid came out of nowhere. And he came like that ball was for him. He jumped out like that ball was his. And he caught it. He made the interception. And it was the game-winning play for the Patriots. The game-fucking-winning play. Now, other issue I have is what the fuck? After you have already fucking blundered the game with that ridiculous pass and interception, you get your defense out there, and what do? Fucking encroachment. Fucking encroachment. Are you serious? I mean, what? Come on. You come out there, you put a level head, you get your head in the game, you come out there as the defense. You see where the ball line is. You see where the ball is. You know that they've got no choice but to throw it or run it. Okay? You come out there. You stand your ground. Okay? And you handle business. All that jittery, jumpy, fucking bullshit. The moment the Patriots got that ball, they knew what was up. And they buckled down, and they handled it, you know? And you guys just, you couldn't get it together at the end there. And I mean, that really should have been a back-to-back Seahawks win, you know? That's how I feel about it. And it should have been, you know, that was their moment to shut everyone up. For that was talking trash for the year, for all the shit that Marshawn Lynch got, for all the shit that Richard Sherman got, for all the shit that Russell Wilson gets, you know, that was their opportunity to shut it down and say, hey, haters and naysayers, we here now. And then go on to win 3 consecutive Super Bowls. Because there's not a doubt in my mind that they are not going to make it to the Super Bowl next year. You know, they're going to be a stronger team this year. They're going to make, or this next year, they're going to make less stupid decisions, you know. So I am excited for when football comes back, because they're not going to live that down by a long shot unless they win. So they need, now especially, more than already, a victory. I need to come out, and I need to come out strong, and they need to make it the fuck happen, because I'm telling you, that was just fucking sad, you know? Fucking sad. Oakland, my native current city, the Jacka was murdered in Oakland. I'm in an article posted on February 2nd. The Jacka was killed in Oakland, California today, February 2nd. according to CBS San Francisco. Witnesses said they heard multiple gunshots fired at approximately 8:45 p.m. on MacArthur Boulevard by 94th Street in Oakland. The CBS report says that no suspects have been identified at press time. The Jacka was a member of the mob figures. He collaborated with Sibo, Messy Marv, San Quinn, and Burna, among others, during his career, which started in the 1990s. Last year, the Jacka released the Highway Robbery album with Freeway. Several artists and fans of Jacka's passing commented on Jacka's passing on Twitter, including Raekwon, J. Rue of the Acolytes. The tweets are as follow: at Marty James, RIP, the Jacka, sad, hashtag Bay Area. J. Rowe of the Alcoholics, RIP to the hashtag Jacka. I had the pleasure to work with him, and I'm proud to be a part of his transition to positivity after we hung out. Kung Fu Vampire tweets, it's a crazy time we're living in. Gotta spread love, stay humble, and live life to the fullest. Too young for a good man to die. R.I.P. the Jacka. Raekwon the Chef. R.I.P. the Jacka. Had a chance to meet the homie a couple of times and build with him and record some joints. My condolences to his family and friends. And pretty much they go on like this. It's crazy. And not that he died. Not that he was shot and killed. That goes without saying. But the level of senseless violence that's happening in general is really ridiculous, especially in the black community. And I mean, I get it. You know, people have their different points of view, but we're not animals, you know? It's like you can use all these terms, Eurocentric, Willie Lynch, and whatever the, you know, I'm not going to say bullshit. I've listened to some very intelligent people speak on matters of racial inequality, and it has, they've done it in a way, they've dialogued it in a way that made sense to the degree of which it could make sense. So, you know, you can't have all these words to cover up the fact that we're not animals, you know, and you know what's going on. You live in the hood, you have these dialogues, you have these conversations, you conversate with people and you know the state of America, you know the state of your society, you know the state of your culture, you know the state of your hood, your location, your home. Knowing this, you still punch holes in the wall. You still destroy your home. You destroy your community because you feel as though that's what they've done to you. That's what they have made of you. That's what they've brought you to, you know? But you're still making a choice to concede defeat, so to speak, to this idea that you are less, and therefore, in part, you're acting the part, and then you're feeding back into that system. So people who might stand up for you and say you are more, you are showing them that you're not through your own actions. And again, I understand the psychology behind a lot of what people are saying, but at what point do you rise up? I mean, seriously, you come together and you stop the bullshit. Just stop. It's not that hard. You have someone, you know, who's making a transition in the positivity, who's making the trend. And, you know, I feel like as though it's just, and I don't want to say niggas, I feel anybody that comes from nothing, that wallows in nothingness, and sees someone who's come from the same place do more and become better, it gets under their skin, you know? It eats at them. Because they want to achieve. They want to ascend to the level of this person. But it doesn't come from a place of hate or ambiguity. It comes from a place of understanding and knowing yourself. Know thee, see a ton, which is a Latin phrase, a Greek phrase, sorry, that I have tattooed on my right wrist. It means know thyself. You've got to know who you are. And you, of all people, have to accept who you are. And only then can you start making the changes that you need to make in your life. Because you can't do it if you're fighting yourself constantly. You know? And this is really sad. At first I read this, you know, I read the headlines and I was just like, oh, Negroes. You know, but that's not a fair attitude to take. You know? I know the details of the article, but for all I know, he could have been doing nothing. He could have been doing something positive. He could have been, you know, for all I know, anything could have happened. So this idea of, oh, Negroes, that I typically tend to have is not necessarily always a fair one. I acknowledge that. I know that, you know, but it's not I who have done this to you, and you being the Black American population, the urban Black American population, it's not white people who have done this to you. It's you. You've accepted this. You have become what they thought of you. You let a thought become a reality. And you know what they say? They say, oh, well, if you know, you treat me like an animal and blah, 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 and all this shit and act like an animal. Yeah, but when you think about that saying, when you have animals, they typically tend to work together against the master. You know? Like, you really break that phrase down. You don't just have a ton of wild animals and it's just every man for themselves animals and then, oh, look, there's a person and I'm a... No, it's animals work together. They form groups. They form clans, for a lack of a better term, tribes. They form families. They look out for each other, and they don't kill out of anger. They don't kill out of revenge. They don't kill out of sport. They don't kill out of fun. They kill for food. And I, you know, because I break it down like that because that's the argument that a lot of niggas use. Well, yeah, I don't have none, so I'll go not take it. Well, okay, what about all the other times? And then how much is enough? How much is, when do you hit the point of you have enough now? At what point do you stop going out and taking? And then who do you take it from? Do you take it from you know, the fatter, stronger, more powerful and influential animals, or do you go after your own kind? Do you pick away at your own tribe, your own people, your own clan? Do you break that down more? What do you, as an animal, do? You know? And then that mentality doesn't sit well with me either, because you have, look at so many people that they've treated like animals that didn't become animals. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Rosa Parks. The list goes on. These are people who, though treated unfairly, unkindly, unjustly, didn't go around shooting one another on the streets. Didn't go around looting and rioting. Didn't go around vandalizing property, their community's property. You have a group of people who are mad at how a system works, but they don't go after the system. They go after each other. And then they blame the system. The system didn't make you do what you did. Which is why the last couple protests that have happened over the course of the past year for the different variety of injustices that have transpired, it was nice to see people standing up for their community, even if only a little bit, even if only a little portion, you know? That was nice. But there comes a point where you just have to stop and look and go, wow, it doesn't have to be this way, you know? I mean, honestly, it doesn't. If society wants to treat you like this, that, and the other, well, then you band together and you create for yourselves. Create for yourselves, you know? Head to your roofs. Plant agriculture. Start little urban farming communities. I know this sounds crazy and far-fetched, but I mean, shit, fuck it then, you know? If the perception is you're not cared for by white America, well, then you need to care for yourselves. These type of things have got to stop happening, you know? 8:45 p.m., a man shot dead, you know? A talented individual shot dead. And that shit is happening way too much here in the Bay Area. You know, it's a real sad state of affairs, you know? And the system's not fair. And, you know, as a side note, the fucking system, I mean, at what point, I was talking about this the other day with a coworker of mine. At what point do you, as a justice upholding or justice enforcing institution, do you go, okay, someone's got to go down for some of this shit? You have cops getting off scot-free, killing kids without just cause, killing men without just cause, fucking injuring women, pregnant women, without just cause, arresting, you know, like, at what point do you just go, okay, man, you know what, you gotta go, you have got to go? I mean, that, you know, the whole Eric Garner thing is a blatant display of excessive force, and scot-free. No one seems to care, no one seems to notice, and it's ridiculous. I get that. It's unfair. There needs to come a point where the police institution goes, okay, sorry, Dave, we have to make an example of you. We got to show people that we don't stand for this type of shit. You're going to jail. All right? We're going to try to make it as cushy for you as we possibly can, but you got to go to jail. You got to go down. You got to go down for this. You know? But black lives don't matter. And I get it. Again, I get the shit. I get the black lives matter. But you got to make them matter. You don't make it matter by walking around chanting with signs. And even furthermore, to even further go out on this little tangent that I'm on right now, you got these fucking protesters out here in the Bay Area walking around with their fucking sign. Is anybody going to protest this fucking guy's death? Is anybody going to walk around the streets of MacArthur Boulevard by 94th with signs going "Stop the violence"? Are they going to walk around there with signs going "Black Lives Matter"? No, they're not, because it stops when it's a nigga killing a nigga. If it's a cop, though, aha, everybody takes notice, you know? And that's not fair to the community in and of itself. And to even further this tirade, you got these protesters out here with their fucking signs, and they're stopping traffic, and they're making it very uncomfortable for the rest of us to live, because we know that shit is going on. We know that things are not all what it seems in the world. We understand this. We don't need stuck-up, spoiled, self-righteous, Berkeley, white students walking around letting us know. You know, because it's not you. You haven't been stopped and illegally searched. You haven't been beaten within an inch of your life. You haven't been shot in the back 3 times while trying to escape. You haven't been choked to death. And you don't know anybody who has. So your protesting means it's absolutely moronic. And it's sad in the sense that, at least here in California, you don't have that many black people out there protesting. It's a real fucked up thing, because we're protesting the wrong things. We're going about changing the systems the wrong way. And then we wonder why nothing gets done. Well, it's because you have decided that you are what they think. And therefore, if they treat you like animals, you're going to act like an animal. And that's not the way to go about it. That's not the way I go about it. There's a very sad situation here with this gentleman, the Jack. I don't know his body of work. But, again, it's really beginning to irk me, this whole black-on-black violence thing, because it's out of control, you know. And there's a small part of me that, you know, still to this day fears that we're heading to, like, a Mad Max and the Thunderdome type of situation, like, era in the world. And that's a fucking scary thought, you know. And not just because we've all seen the movie and we know how crazy it is, but I mean, that this is where our society is heading, you know. This is where our culture is heading, and it's sad. It's fucking sad. And only we can change that shit, man. You got to go out there and you got to make the right choices. I would love to see. And, you know, and I talk my talk, and I will say this, though. I mean, as much as I would love to see a fucking protest over there on MacArthur and whatever, I wouldn't lead it, you know. And honestly, in truth, that's because I don't care to the degree of which I should to go out there and do something, you know. And that's me. That's my vice or whatever, you know, one wants to call it. Because a lot of people say, well, why don't you go out there? And, well, protesting isn't really my thing to begin with. But I would love to see it done, you know. I would love to see it done. And if I do it, who's going to join me? No one's going to join me. It'll just be me out there by my damn self. Because no one else cares, you know. If black lives matter, they got to matter to the black people who own them. It's got to matter to the individual. And it can't just only matter when it's cops killing. It's got to matter when it happens regardless. So, you know, That's that, man. Let's get into my track from my latest single. Doing real well right now. Doing real well right now on the interweb. But let's get into Go by myself, Sir Darkside, a.k.a. Johnny Five.
Go, 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 go. Make this beat. Go. I just wanna live life free of pain, but every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing chess with the devil, it's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same, like I'm damaged goods, and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless, and so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad, drunk and feeling mad best. This life is like a merry-go, but without the Mary, it's like a scary goat. And as I look around, I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking flown. Not hip-hop enough for you fucking clones. That's a sad day, somebody passed the phone.
Damn, I always seem to get your voicemail. Why you never hit me back? You know I'm stuck here in there. I tried to make the best out of bad for so many years. I know they say I shouldn't, but I have caught so many tears. Yeah. Sick of trying to reach you, and now I'm such an atheist cause I wanna delete you. I swear, I'm not trying to beat you. All I'm saying is you seem so secret, and I can't see you. But really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like what my father's left me at back. So what would you do? Yeah, I'm full of hurt and so full of rage. Poor black man, same story, just a different page. I know, that's what they're gonna say. But can you truly tell me this the shit you hearing every day? On the radio, on the YouTube channels, do you like the popping bottles and the women getting handled? Do you like the degradation and the image they're projecting? Cause if you do, the cultures do, but that's just my projection. And I'm as wrong as Nostradamus is. I just wanna get away and have a couple kids. Make a lot of cash and in the process fucking kill this shit. I've been the fucking best at this, y'all just too used to hit this shit. And I just wanna hit it big. Hashtag life over everything, that's just how I live. I go to sleep stressed and wake up, have a couple beers. I've been going hard for a minute, but you don't fucking care.
Go. Go.
grind it back, just relaxing with my feet up. Feeling like a cheater, finally do my something. Virginia, they finally see us. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got Trigger, Breezy, and Missy Elliott. Yeah. Around, put your teeth down on the beach, rapping the eats. If you're looking at this, you might see me. Come up on the list, Virginia's top guys. Still on the rise. Writing, recording, putting up for the fam. Working, grinding, doing the best I can. Making something out of nothing is my plan. And we do this all day.
Materialistic rappers is bragging they ass off. This is a black star. Back to my roots, flip. much better. It's the equivalent of sending extra two dimes, but the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted to show endeavor to get in to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16, you were scared to ask the data. Before the prison industry planned to assassinate her. Before Bio 106 made her a ratchet banger. Before the boob injection and YouTube selection. Look at the transfer to the new school depression. With classes in session, so don't give me you fools a lesson.
Mics and turntables, fly kicks and dope rhymes. B-boys and DJs,
that's real hip-hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip-hop?
Boom bap and rap crew,
that's real hip-hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes,
that's real hip-hop.
A pen and a pad,
that's real hip-hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip-hop?
Yeah. And it's just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip-hop. That's that real hip-hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions, a few RIPs, and a few shout-outs to some folks that have paved the way for artists like myself and the others. RIP Biggie Smalls. RIP Tupac Shakur. RIP Big L. Jam Master J. Mac Dre. RIP Nipsey. RIP Big Proof. Big Pun. And many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries at Jedi Mind Tricks. Eminem, D12. And the list goes on. Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre. Man, the list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah. All those people I named, that's real hip-hop. And of course, the homie Black, EQ, Yellow Black, and the one and only, the Scholar, baby, Matt Storm. Let's go, hip-hop.
Fucking A, man. In other news, DC is kicking television ass. Like, I recently watched the final eps of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before its hiatus. And I'm like, their mid-season finale was good, but all of DC's were better. Like, holy shit. Arrow, Ra's al Ghul, the bomb. The Flash, Reverse Flash, the bomb. Gotham, I don't remember what their mid was, but I feel like it should have been Victor's ass, but it wasn't. And again, Gotham with me is still on a hit or miss type of, you know, scale. But I just recently watched the episode, three episodes back, I think it was, A Little Birdie Told Me was the title of it. It's where Carmine fucking kills that girl. Oh my God. that shit. Gotham is dark, yo. Like, fucking sick. Love it. Arrow, I don't know what's going on yet, so no spoilers, please. But, you know, I watched that fucking Ra's al Ghul, that fight was the sickest fight of all fucking time, dude. Fucking Arrow has his weapons, and he's, like, talking to Ra's. He's like, you haven't chosen a weapon yet. And the dude who's playing Ra's is like, oh, don't worry, I'll take yours from you when you're done with them. What kind of badass thing is that to say to a person? Like, come on. And then you had the Flash. The Flash is just, oh, my goodness. They came back this second season. Or, sorry, not a second season. They came back this after hiatus, whatever you want to call it, with a purpose, dude. They know what they're... They are... Heatwave. Captain Cold. Nailing it. One of my fellow station mates... Ash of Antisocial Gaming. You can catch him on Tuesdays as well. I don't know the exact time, but every Tuesday. I should have a list of times where at least the shows on fucking Tuesdays come on. But anyway, he was like really upset at the actor, Don Purcell or whatever his name is, that played Heatwave. I loved it. Loved every fucking minute of it. That guy was fucking nailing it the entire time. Like, the entire time. Like, the whole time. All of it. Like, there was time, and it was the whole thing. He was doing it. Just nailing it. The entire time. The whole thing. All of it. At once. Without hesitation. Without a shadow of a doubt. You know what I'm saying? He was just nailing it. Nailing it. Just fuck. Nailing it. Oh, my God. And then, the episode after that, the sound of Fury, Pied Piper, what, son, they're bringing back the Weather Wiz, what is happening on the Flash, dopeness, that's what's happening, fucking Firestorm's for what, son, come on. Get out of here. What are you doing right now? What are you doing? Flash, you're killing me. So dope. And then back to the Arrow. You got the dude. Don't know his fucking actor name. But the Atom? What? What? Have you seen the suit? Have you? Google that shit right now. Google it. The Atom. Arrow. In fucking costume. Ray Palmer. Nailing it. All day. Every day. Just DC is killing it right now. Killing it. K-I-L-L-I-N-G. It. Bro. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say about that, you know? And I, for one, am excited. I'm excited at the prospects here, man. They've got, and I mean, again, as long as they, I mean, I feel like they're spreading themselves like thick in the sense that they're saturating, you know. But so you got the Flash and the Arrow on CW. Out of those shows, you're going to get Vixen, and most fucking likely, you're going to get the Atom spinoffs, okay? You've got NBC with Constantine. You've got Fox with Gotham. CBS is getting, I'm pretty sure it was CBS. CBS is getting Supergirl, tight. TNT is getting Titans, tight. And I think Sci-Fi is getting one. DC is killing the game right now. They need to stop spending money on movies. Warner Brothers or whoever the fuck, okay? They need to stop spending money on movies and just put all that money into the TV show, TV series, and put a majority of it into Flash and Arrow right now. Maybe Gotham. But they are killing the television game right now. And I feel like Supergirl is a step in the in a good direction. A good fucking direction. You dig? And, yeah, man. So just kudos to them. Hats off to that. There has been a recent not discovery, but Ghostbusters. Let's just come right out and say it. Let's not try to make it sound fancy and sophisticated. Fucking Ghostbusters full of women. And here's my issue with that. It's not that, oh, Johnny, you're being sexist. Why can't women be Ghostbusters? No, it's that, excuse me, these women are the most obscure, random, just what the fuck women I've ever seen. And it's like, don't say you're going to reboot something and then change it entirely. A reboot is a revitalization of what it was, you know? I mean, I just, fuck, man. Fuck. Okay? Just fuck. Stop it. Jesus. I can't deal with it right now. Ghostbusters full of women. Half of the women, nobody knows who they are. I don't know who they are. You know who they are? Because I certainly do not. Do they even know who they are? I don't think they do. I know the one chick was in the Chris Rock movie, the top five. But outside of that, who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Why? And if they're going to revitalize it, okay, then fucking, why not put an Asian in there? Why not have an Asian? One white, one Asian, one black, and one Spanish. I mean, that would be dope. At least then I could be like, okay, well, eh. Fucking A, man. Listen, guys. This is More Like Radio.com. You're tuned in to your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. This is my time now. We have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these messages, so don't go anywhere. Don't touch that URLR bar. I don't know. How do you change the station? Listen. Stop it. Okay? Listen to the TuneIn app. Don't do anything. Don't touch it. Don't just stop. Stop it. Listen. Stick around. We'll be right back with more shenanigans for you right after a word from our sponsors and other shows. I don't fucking know, man. It's not my duty to entertain you.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you.
Okay, well, maybe it is our duty, at least according to that commercial, but I'm not anyway. All right, be right back after these messages.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the BP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
find a store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box
there
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep D. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the high. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep D. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that, Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? There's that word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned? From your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer. No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up. Because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems fucking crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. I promise it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. WarpRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Thank you for sticking around. If you're just joining us, you are listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the king of kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside, and you are tuned in to My Time Now. Hashtag, you know what time it is. We just got finished going off about the insane death rate in Oakland, the ridiculous Seahawk plays, as well as DC killing the game right now. And, you know, let's just start off real nice and strong this second half for a minute, and let's just get into some good right here. This is Lex, Ink Monster, and Y2, Watch the Crown. Come on.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? What are you hiding?
Rookie View. the crown, crown, crown. They don't want us to be powerful. Fuck that, we need. They don't want us to be kings and queens, the gods and goddesses. So they don't want us to be royalty. We royalty now, now. What's the crown, the crown?
Why do you want us to sleep in the night? Shit.
Every single time I rhyme, cause that
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from a bar, cause that
what I do.
Acting so bizarre. Yo, 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 yo. Oh shit, hitting them with the raw shit. Making them think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm of next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme video, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme video, you define me, you better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it. X, X, X,
you will go far.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go. Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that
what I do.
Merc come turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that
what I do.
Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that
what I do.
Got them all to ass. Yo, 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 yo. I chisel the beat, there ain't no similar me. The hate they bruise, why I grew into a despicable me. And that tack, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack. And I grab them, then I ripping them in half with a laugh. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like Rook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like me, oompa, loompa, doompa dee.
Told you not to forget the name.
Not to forget the name.
Do X the name. Do the X the name. The do
2015.
Do.
See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back
for good this time.
For good this time.
I've got the perfect puzzle for you.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people. Listen.
Listen.
Oompa loompa doopa dee dorf. Count yourself lucky. You're not a horse. They would turn you into dog food. Oompa loompa doompa doopa dee doo.
That was the Family Guy version for those of you who are not playing the home game. So, you guys know how every now and again an article comes across my table, my desk, that makes me go, what the fuck? And this, like, I don't know if this is, I don't know, guys. Let's follow together. Okay. And actually, let's lead off with apparently a video. This is Complex's 10 reasons why Migos are better than the Beatles. So let's take this journey. See where it leads us. Of course, first we have to go through a rather ridiculous Coca-Cola commercial, because, of course, why wouldn't we have to, you know? But we're going to get through this. We're going to figure the whole dang dog diggity down thing down. So it looks like for the day we're sponsored by Coke.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Mama, she keep looking at me. I'ma knock the pussy out like white. Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
That was reason number one.
Tried to give me a kip and she chip. She wanna hit my money.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Migos flow is better than
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy.
It's a joke article. Let's see here. Let's read. Let's go through the article together. In a newly released video titled 10 Reasons Migos Are Better Than the Beatles, Complex pitted the... And I have to go through the commercial again? What's happening here? I stopped you. Coke just never knows when to quit. Complex pitted the two groups against each other, with the Atlanta-based group taking each of the 10 rounds. The video on the two groups is accompanied by a disclaimer which reads, "For the love of music history and critical thought," I didn't see that, Migos versus the Beatles is a stupid, cynical comparison. At best, it's admittedly silly. At its worst, it's a played-out strain of vile troning that's rather incurious about the Beatles' influences on rock, pop, and pretty much all commercial music of the past half century. So, all right, there you go. It is a parody of parodies, which now makes it relatively funny. I like going through these things with you guys. Learning together is what I call it. Learning together. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, though, all jokes aside, is that there are people who are out there that are just like, oh my god, the Beatles are just not the Migos. And that's not the business, I tell you what, right now. KRS-One. You know it. I know it. And I hope he knows it. Is easily my most favorite rapper of all time. Easily. We're going to read this article together. It's a good one. After being asked about the connection between the social context, political context, and the official birth of hip-hop in the 70s, during an interview with Vlad TV, KRS-One addressed a number of topics, including the lack of respect for hip-hop in America. Public Enemy's pull on revolutionary white kids, and more. The Bronx, New York lyricist started off by stating that being a part of America was never a goal for those in his generation. He then questioned why he has to currently travel to a country like Switzerland to make money as a hip-hop artist. According to KRS-One, hip-hop is more accepted by the government in a place like Switzerland than it is in the United States. Our parents were on their hands and knees begging to be a part of America, KRS-One said. We were never a part of that, ever. Blacks and Latinos get it the worst. We get it the worst in America, but the white people in America, but the white people in America too started looking. And just a sense of justice was just like, wait a minute, why is it like this if it should be like this? Why is it like this if it should be like this? I don't know what's happening now. But anyway. And this is when hip-hop exploded. With Public Enemy, who was representing Mr. Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, and their whole audience was white kids. You can tell that the government here, Switzerland, is lenient, towards hip-hop, towards its elements. Breaking in the street graffiti on the wall, people rapping, I can't make money in America. Why am I here? It's 2013, okay? Why is KRS in Switzerland and not Ohio? The political leadership of Ohio doesn't respect me. KRS-One also spoke on one of the founders of hip-hop, Afrika Bambaataa. While speaking on Bambaataa, the rapper revealed that hip-hop wasn't an impromptu as a network like MTV might have led people to believe, and was indeed a deliberate and carefully planned out movement. What built this movement, what made this all come together, is a guy named African Bambaataa. Yeah, this, by the way, this article is full of typos. Because it goes, what made this all come together is a guy named African Bambaataa. I'm sure he meant named. African Bambaataa. He is the sole author of hip-hop's cultural existence. I'm called an architect of hip-hop culture because I popularized it. But African Bambaataa is the first one to tell all of us, let's come together under this banner called hip-hop. And we're going to call ourselves Zulu Nation. But really, it's hip-hop. It's this new thing that we're going to cause in the world. It was deliberate. Hip-hop was never a mistake. Those principles, peace, unity, love, and having fun, became the principles for this new culture called hip-hop. African Bambaataa would meet with us regularly. This was no haphazard thing. We just rapping on the corner. That's MTV's history. Real hip-hop history is African Bambaataa sitting everybody down and saying, listen, all this black, white, red, yellow is stupid. We're all human beings. Let's come together on that. And haven't I been saying that forever? Haven't I been saying what this culture is? Haven't I been saying this all along? I will disagree with him on one standing, though. He said that the political leadership of Ohio doesn't respect him, and that's why he's not performing there. No. The fact of the matter is, America doesn't respect content, you know? It doesn't respect content. It doesn't respect talent. It doesn't respect ability. It respects catchiness and simpleness and materialistic, you know? It respects those things. So it's not just that, you know, the political infrastructure of the United States is completely fucked from within, that the political structure of the United States makes it completely difficult for, you know, anyone to survive, much less an African-American hip-hop artist with a conscience and a message. But it's that its society is rotting away from, you know, the core because of this infrastructure, this failed infrastructure. So, you know, that's why you have places where you go and you're not as popular as you should be, you know? I mean, that's my take on it. But it's true. This idea that hip-hop started on a street corner and niggas was just rapping and no one thought it was going to be as big as it was, it's bullshit. I've been saying that forever. You go back to some of my first episodes, you know? It was something to enlighten, to uplift, and to inform. And somewhere along the line, motherfuckers stopped caring. I used to say people forgot that, but they stopped caring. No one cares anymore, you know? No one cares. No one cares about their fellow man. No one cares about the messages that they're putting out there. No one wants to respect anymore. No one wants to respect music. No one wants to respect women. No one wants to respect themselves, you know? So that's why when Kendrick makes a statement that we don't respect ourselves, how do we expect anybody else to respect us? I stand by that with him. And people like Azalea Banks is moronic and foolish to believe that that isn't the case, that that isn't what's happening. When you stand up for yourself proudly, And positively, you make a statement, a strong statement. When you are wronged unjustly and you act in kind, you are supported. And when I say that, I mean that to say that you don't act the fucking fool. You know? You act appropriately to the situation, knowing where you stand on the food chain. I was having a conversation with my sister a while back about the state of, you know, she likes to ask my girlfriend, you know, how are we going to raise our kids? And that as a broad statement, like we as a people, or at least I believe it, she means it. And you raise them intelligently. You don't. The example that I used when I spoke to her about something was, this is a jungle. We live in a jungle, a concrete jungle as it may be. It's a fucking jungle. You know? And there are always going to be animals that are stronger, faster, just all around better than you in their field or whatever it is, you know? And you're going to be better, stronger than some animals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a hierarchy in the jungle. So with that being said, when it comes to police fucking lions, we're all gazelles when it comes to the police, because none of us can stand up against white people, black people. Everybody likes to say, oh, white people. Nah, man, do your fucking research. Read some articles. You hear about a lot of fucking white people getting killed for no goddamn reason, too. Injured, accidentally, you know. And yeah, accidentally. Not so much so on purpose all the time, but I mean, let's be fucking real here. Cops are just out of control. You know, they're out of control in general right now. And it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with power. Power corrupts, absolutely. You know? It has less to do with the fact that they're white, I'm black, you know, or Latino, or Asian, or Indian, or Arab. They are in power. I am not. Period. Money. That's all it is. That's all it is. So, you have this jungle. You have these lions in blue. You know, you're a gazelle. So what happens when the lions come? The gazelles act in part. They run. They take off. They don't stand their ground. And I say that to say this, that not that we shouldn't stand up for ourselves and all that shit, but I say that to say this. A cop rolls up on me. I'm driving, hands on the wheel, 10 and 2, looking straight ahead. Yes, sir. No, sir. Okay, sir. Doesn't mean I'm a bitch, I'm a punk, oh, I'm letting that cop. No. This cop is doing his job, or what he perceives to be his job, or this cop is just being a dick. Either way, I don't want to give him cause to get riled up and have to, you know, flex more than he's already flexing in that situation. I don't want to get myself killed. I do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? So how am I going to raise my kids? I'm going to raise my kids the same way. And you also let them know you want to make a change. You don't do it out there on the fucking streets protesting and pumping a fist. You don't do it on Twitter. You don't do it on Facebook. You don't do it starting all these bullshit movements that we have right now, because that's all they are, bullshit movements. We live in a society of people that just cry and moan and bitch and they whine and they don't do anything about it. They want everything for nothing. You know? They want everything for nothing, and it's not appropriate. You know? It's not appropriate. You want to make a difference, you get in there and you make a difference. So, you know, you look at what KRS is saying right now, and it's absolutely true. America makes it hard for hip hop artists to thrive, because you go anywhere else, it's not this hard. It's not this hard for hip hop artists to thrive, especially once you have talent. England, Europe, let's just say Europe in general, you know, Australia, Japan. It's not hard at all. People go out there, they do their thing, they kill it every day, you know. So, sad state of affairs. America needs to get it together, man. They need to get it together. But right now, we're going to let the horns blare with Mac Star. And we're just going to let music take us on out of here. Hashtag, you know what time it is.
I don't know. Assuming the song's about me. This is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say, cause I'm rapping about me, no one else today. And it's funny how my world transitioned to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude. All I got's my real fans and missile dude. What's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight sits on your conscience. So, if you're feeling like you got sense, now take a walk with me, you can follow my step.
You just wanna try to steal my shine. Tryna formulate a plot for my downfall. But you will never ever stop my grind. I'ma live until I have it all.
Enough shit. You the type of nigga always trying to get stuff quicker, but that ain't even necessary. Get a drink at the bar, little nigga, go hard. And I know they wanna see my downfall, but I'ma go far. You should be around more. I'm saying,
you just wanna try to steal my shine, trying to find a little guy for my downfall. No.
Crazy shit just in. On February 26th, the FCC will be meeting to decide between two options for the future of the internet. One option, and I'm quoting the article here, or the page. One option is smooth sailing, the open, fair, democratic internet that we all know and love today. The other option is tolls ahead. A ruthlessly inefficient internet where ISPs get to pick and choose whose content gets priority, whose gets slowed down, and whose might never get transmitted at all. And that's bananas and pajamas. What the fuck? What is this? You know? And I mean, and there is, by the way, an honest contradiction for, you know, what I'm talking about. Because when I say that these coming together in petitions, they don't matter, they do matter. And they matter to the extent of which they can raise awareness. And when that happens, it becomes troublesome. You know, for a lot of things, it's nonsense. Like, for example, okay, WWE wrestling fans wanted Daniel Bryan to win the championship, and they started a petition. And Daniel Bryan won a championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are a lot of... Oh, another one. Hashtag boycott Xbox One. Because of the way that Xbox One initially was to be launched, which I was all for, always on, always connected, unified family share, just a ton of futuristic gaming features that consoles haven't seen, but they're doing on Steam, they're doing on PC, they're doing on other things. Just console gamers just couldn't get with the evolution, so they started a petition, and Microsoft changed almost everything about the Xbox One. You know, it's bullshit like that that bothers me about petitions. When it comes to stuff like this, to kind of keep with the article, no one tells you what the internet is for. You get to decide whatever you want to make or do or say. The internet is there for you. That's a powerful thing. But now the cable companies are trying to make that decision for you. They want to pick winners and losers on the internet. How? Money. Sites that pay special fees to your cable company will behave like normal. Sites that don't or can't pay the fees will be slower, degraded, or even completely inaccessible. That's not the internet. That's cable TV. It's packages and channels and layers of approval and a maze of bureaucracy. It'll ruin this great thing we've all built. It doesn't have to be like this. The FCC has a tool available to them called Title II. Rules written under Title II could act as a bill of rights for traffic on the internet and ensure that cable companies can't abuse their positions as carriers of that traffic. Through Title II, we can make certain that the future of the internet is in our hands, not theirs. The internet belongs to everybody. Let's keep it that way. And that type of shit, that's bananas and pajamas to me, dude. Like... what the fuck? I'm telling you, dude, we're heading to Mad Max and the Thunderdome. Mad Max and the Thunderdome. Now, back to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
Oh, will I make a sound? I just can't slow
best prevail. I know, I don't know what the rest entails. No time for heads or tails. The ocean up above is where I'm setting sail. My engine will just fade to black. They sink downward so I can't look back. So high I can't believe
that I can see all.
I'm flying free,
but I'm in free.
Time anything the Flash has ever done makes me a little bit buggy. So I didn't know who this love interest of Barry or this new love interest of Barry's was gonna be. And it's fucking Linda Park, dude. That's crazy because any of us who are Flash fans know the Flash fact that Linda Park becomes Wally. Wes, wife, and that is Barry's nephew. So that's crazy, and it's bothering me. The article goes on to say, as a lot of you already know, tonight. Sees the first guest appearance of Malise Joe as Linda Park, set to serve as a love interest for Barry. The character from the comics goes on to become the wife of Flash, except that Flash is Wally. That's going to be mighty awkward for some fans. Yeah, it's fucking super awkward to me. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, coming out, and listening, and dealing with me, okay? Thank you. Thank you. All right, I know I wasn't here last week. I've recently been promoted at my other job, and it's requiring a lot of time for me, and it was actually a struggle to get to do this show today. I'm fucking sleepy right now. I've been up all morning. I'm tired. I am exhausted, and it's fun. It's fun to get on here and to rant, to crack open a couple beers and chat with you guys, and I'm still working on making this a much larger thing than it is right now, you know, because I want to be what I've always wanted to be, and that's honestly famous. I want that. I want it, you know? And I realize that I don't care how I get there. I am multi-talented, and it doesn't matter how I get there. If I get there with music, great. If I get there with this, great. If I find a way to break into acting and voice, whatever it is, I will get there, and I will do all, accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish. One of my goals is to, by the age of 50, have my own bar, lounge, restaurant, whatever it is. I want to have my own, period. I am that type of person that can work with people for too long. I've got a mind of my own, I've got ideas of my own, and I've got an attitude of my own, and I have my own vision for the way that things should be run because I am an efficient fucking machine. So this is getting me one step, this promotion is getting me one step closer to where I need to be, and it's going to help me build on top of every other facet that I have in my arsenal. So definitely look forward for things from me. This year is going to be a great year. It's still early in the year, and I've already accomplished so much, you know, with the continued support of my current fans, my friends, you know, my girl, my family, the little bit of family that I have, because I'm realizing that fucking blood means shit to a lot of people, you know? People will watch you fail just because they didn't agree with what you were doing, or they didn't like the way you said it, or the way you did it, or, you know, it's the weirdest fucking thing to me, you know? I look at some of the friends that I've had in the past, and I have supported them even though I didn't agree with them. I have pushed them, and I have driven them, and I have tried my best to support them until the very end. And the, you know, the dissolve of that relationship or kinship or friendship or whatever it is, you know? So it's real fucking strange to me that there are people in my lives that should be really pushing me to be the best, and I just don't give a fuck. So I, again, always want to thank you guys. Thank More Like Radio. Thank everybody who's beared with me throughout this process of my growth, my personal growth, and always tuning in, always downloading, always giving me the numbers and the views and the shit like that. And we're getting there. We're there. So thank you guys. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next, hopefully live, because apparently shows just have not been doing a live thing recently, or at least a couple of them hasn't, at least based off of this one guest in the room, this one line. But stick around. Dutch and Royce is next. Make sure that you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. Follow us on Twitter @itsMTN. Share with your friends. Share. After you listen to this, if you downloaded it, share it. And if you're listening, go to the Facebook, go to the Twitter, like the page, share it, retweet. Let's fucking get on the, fuck getting on the map. Let's destroy the map. Okay, guys? We can do this. We're going to do this. We've got this in the bag. I'm going to crack open a couple more beers. I'm going to play some damn video games. I'm going to find some food. And I'm going to chow down. And I'm going to rest the rest of the night. And I'm going to have a good time. A good-ass time. I think my girlfriend's coming over later. We're going to have some good times. Good fucking times. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Be one with the universe. You're the masters of your own destiny. Manifest that shit. We have no game overs today, because at the end of this day, we are all winners. And for anyone who opposes us in the universe, well, for them, I suppose. Thank you guys for coming out, listening. See you guys next week. And for them, I guess, contradicting, it is game the fuck over.